time for your video store clerks to clock in for tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, there is one king. One king of the monsters. But Dave, you crunchy taco dripping in hot love sauce, you. What is this you speak of? There's one king in cinema, horror cinema, the vampire. And tonight, we are talking all vampire movies, all night, all the time. Join us, video store clerks. Ah!
It's not a legacy I want to leave behind, but I am Chuck Nasty.
How the fuck am I out of this place today?
This shit can't be any fucking good.
Welcome to the store.
Hey now.
Hey now. Welcome once again to Video Store Clerks. We are your humble clerks for the evening, here to talk all movies all the time. I'm Dave.
I'm Chad, man.
I'm Chuck Nasty.
And we are here. We are clocked in. So, God, this is the hardest one we've ever done. This was harder than the John Carpenter one.
Pretty sure we say that every week now.
Yeah. They get harder and harder. But this one was ridiculous. We assigned ourselves. We do this to ourselves. Why? The impossible task of only picking three of our favorite vampire movies, for which there are many.
Too many.
Way too many. And they're all good. Well, not all, but 85% of them are good. From the dramatic to the gore to the horror to the thriller to the even comedy, you could break these up into all categories. We could easily all do a top 10.
Easily.
But then we'd be here all night and you'd get sick of us and nobody would watch anymore and it would be this whole thing. So we're just going to stick with
it's the true.
I suspect we'll have a lot of honorable mentions, and if you're going to join us in the chat tonight and you brought your own list, if we don't match up, sorry, that doesn't mean we don't like the movies. It just means we can only pick only three. Freaking ridiculous. Why?
Very true.
So I guess we'll start this off as usual. I'm just going to wing it. I kind of went with which vampire movies could I pop in and watch anytime, no matter what kind of mood I'm in, and watch it all the way through and be entertained. That's the only way I knew to do it. Whether it's a good mood, a bad mood, whatever mood, if I see that movie, I'd be like, oh, I'm gonna watch that. So number three, I guess I'm gonna say From Dusk Till Dawn.
It's a good one.
Oh, really?
Damn good.
I thought you were gonna go old school again, but
I know that was not on my list, but that's one that I was like, okay, so I'm glad that you yeah. All right, continue.
Mm-hmm. Because I think I might have took some off my list that I think are going to be on yours. So I'm really curious. But anyway, I said From Dusk Till Dawn is my number three. George Clooney, Harvey Keitel, all-star cast in a movie that starts as a crime thriller. It follows the two bank robbers, the two brothers. And then all of a sudden, the second act, everything...
The geckos.
Yeah, that's right. Everything goes to hell and it's fucking carnage inside the Titty Twister bar where we get a great cameo by Cheech Marin.
A few times in the movie.
Yeah.
He's the border patrol. He's the vampire. Right. And he is the guy that they're meeting with.
Carlos.
Yeah. I just thought any place is better. Good than ever, man. Whatever the fuck he says.
He's like, out of all the fucking bars, why did you have to pick this one?
He just walks up and punches him.
Yeah. I think the best line in the movie, though, is at the end whenever fucking... He's like, what are they, psychos? He's like, you know, like psychos, yeah. Your psychos explode whenever they get hit by sunlight. I don't give a fuck how crazy they are.
That dude, and George Clooney really shows how much of a badass he is, though. And I mean, because that was the movie that I was like, all right, okay, he's not just a quote-unquote pretty face is like the magazines and shit all said in those days, you know, ER and all that, you know.
Yeah, which I never watched. Like, I think my first, other than Roseanne, I think my real first exposure to George Clooney was that movie.
It's Booker. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Booker.
Yeah.
With the mullet and everything. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
Written by Quentin Tarantino, directed by the great Robert Rodriguez. You can't fucking go wrong. Love this movie.
The story was actually, I think, Robert Kurtzman.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, this from the beginning to the end of this movie, it you can't stop watching it. I mean, it's one. I mean, it's just it's entertaining from the beginning to the end. I mean, it really is. Fuck. I mean, Harvey Keitel playing a faithless preacher. you know, fucking Juliette Lewis. Danny Trejo, of course, is in it. But no, I one of my favorite parts of that movie, though, there's so many favorite parts of that fucking movie. Like, I mean, when they first like go into the liquor store, and dude behind the counter is like talking to the sheriff, and the microwave, like, and all that shit, and he's just sitting there talking. He's like, I heard him written out the words, "Help us." He's like, I didn't say fucking help us, bro. And then it becomes a whole bloodbath. Mm-hmm. It was a Benny's World of Blood. And then the part where Harvey Keitel when the geckos get the family in the RV, and Seth is trying, George Clooney's character is trying to have a conversation with Harvey Keitel, and Harvey Keitel is just not having it. And he's like, "Do you see how this, I don't know, for some reason this always used to crack me up, but the way that Harvey Keitel says, "No, I didn't." When he's asking him, like, "You see how my brother was staring at you, or did you like how my brother was staring at your daughter?" And he's like, "No, I didn't." It just, I don't know, always cracked us the fuck up. But yeah, there's some great fucking scenes. But Cheech Marin is the fucking vampire. Like, infamous scene. How many pussies does he name?
I don't even remember, a lot.
If anybody can tell us how many different types of pussy the Titty Twister has. You get nothing, just our gratitude.
Fact check. But yeah, great movie. I feel like watching it.
Right, Selma now. Hayek. Sorry.
Her dance. That Selma dancing Hayek. With her.
Oh,
whenever she fucking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow.
Well, Quentin Tarantino has a thing for feet too. And no, remember she puts her foot in his mouth and then pours the whiskey down. I'm willing to bet that Quentin probably was. He was rocking the sex machine as Tom Savini was in the movie. You know what I mean?
Who also had a great cameo.
Mm-hmm.
And when they make the guitar out of the body parts.
Yeah.
Like, that's really, that's good stuff, man.
Fuck you all. Good night.
You ever say that?
He's going to now.
I think I've said it a couple of times live at older bands. Yeah.
That's awesome. So yeah, let's just keep moving. Go ahead, sir. Or do you want to skip to Chuck again?
I'll go. It's more like a kiddie type movie. I remember watching it whenever I was really young. It was pretty much, it's not quite Once Bitten, but it was pretty much a blatant rip off of Once Bitten, which is My Best Friend's a Vampire.
Yeah. That's a good one. It's been a while since I've seen that one.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. I remember seeing that shit like when I was real young. Like, fucking came out, what, 87, so I'd have been 6, so it probably really wasn't far off from that. It really was like the fucking Once Bitten pretty much storyline, though. Like, the kid's in high school, fucking goes and fucks with the Countess, he gets bit, turns into a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
Exact same movie. I almost said Once Bitten. That was almost my number 3.
And the guy that plays the dude in the movie, he actually looks kind of like Jim Carrey, which is kind of funny. Like, and kind of creepy. All the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that movie always cracked me up.
When did that movie come out?
87.
God. Yeah, it's probably been since 88 since I've seen it.
You gotta watch that shit.
Yeah, no shit.
But it's a good one, though. Like, it's fun. Like, it's just a goofy little movie, but it pretty much tells you what vampires are all about. Then it has kind of like some random like goofball trying to hunt him down the whole movie, but they think it's the other, like his best friend.
Yeah.
So it sounds like the exact same movie.
Yeah,
yeah, I really
haven't seen that one in a long time.
But then like there's another vampire guy that kind of teaches him how how to live as a vampire. So like they go to fucking like grocery stores and buy pig's blood. They just pretty much just live off pig's blood.
I'm trying to think.
That song, I Gotta Wear Shades, is in it. It's a good jam.
I Gotta Wear Shades. Yeah.
You're getting good grades.
Yeah.
You gotta wear shades.
I'm gonna have to look this movie up because it's been so long since I've seen it. But now, like, little things are coming back. Are y'all being able to hear me okay and everything?
Yeah.
All right, good. Let's make sure.
Shit, loud and clear.
All right. What do you got for numero tres?
My number three, like, I mean, at first I thought I had this in the bag. I was like, I know this. And then it was like, yeah. My number three is kind of a, I don't know. I guess it's kind of a stereotypical pick, but it is one of my favorites of all time. And I have to put it on this list just because of what it is. Lost Boys. That's a movie that, I mean, as a kid, when I first saw it, I was like, man, these guys are badass. I want a mullet and fangs.
That was number three. That's interesting. That is interesting.
Yeah, because my number two and my number one would be a little different. So, but the thing is, number three was a toss-up between like five different fucking movies. So, you know.
Right.
Huh?
You think this was easy, but then like you start thinking of them and you think of 20 more, and then you think of 20 more, and you're like, fuck, I forgot this one. I forgot that one.
Yeah.
I did the exact same thing. Yeah, up till now. I think my final list is as we go.
Pretty much.
Yeah. No, I mean, Lost Boys was just always a good movie. I mean, the cool punk kids that, you know, are punk kids, which are more like thrasher kids, I guess. But
that's my number one movie.
Really? Okay. Yeah. All right. See, I figured it would probably be on somebody's list. Oh, shit. Yeah. I forgot you got that. Oh, yeah. That's a badass hat.
You've been rocking the Lost Boys shirt today.
One of my favorite things about that movie, one of my favorite lines in that movie is at the end of it. With the grandfather after everything happens, and he's like, one thing about Santa Carla I never could stomach, oh, the damn vampires. And they're all like, you fucking knew. It's like, and if you go back and watch the movie and you see how the grandfather's acting towards everybody in the movie, that's why he's not staying there. He understands something's going on. Like when he's had, because him and Michael have like, they don't really have words, but Michael's kind of a dickhead to him a bunch. And he just kind of looks at him. He's just like, man, he's like, I know what this shit is. Like, and Max, the guy that plays Max, I can't remember what his fucking name is, but like, it's a great little twist. Even though you kind of figure it out, but at the same point, you're like, all right, this is pretty cool. A lot of memorable characters. The Frog Brothers, of course. Corey Haim playing Sam, the brother of Michael, which there's things about there's some things about the parts of that movie that I don't get. Like, why does Corey Haim in his room, there is a poster of like one of those posters you'd see like your friend's older sister have hanging up above her bed of like a guy like, you know, with no shirt on, and he's all like why?
And then there's like watch on the wall that was a clock.
Yeah, that, yeah, and like, I, but then
I,
he
I saw that in chick bedrooms, you know what I mean, when I was a kid. Like, I never saw a dude with that in that room.
And then he had the stuffed beaver, so I don't know if they were trying to, I don't know if the grandfather was like, here, kid, you know, I don't know. It, things that don't make sense, even as a kid, I was like, why does he have...
I think he had a lamp poster.
I think it was a bunch of adults that were like, okay, what would be in his bedroom?
And had no idea.
I'd be willing to bed. Real
thing. Corey Haim's like bedroom be like lines of cocaine.
Oh, he was the best one out of the Corys. Come on.
I'm a big fan. Like I was pissed that I never got him to sign my Lost Boys when I met him.
Yeah, no shit. I heard he was a really nice guy too.
He was. He bought a cigarette from me though.
Yeah. He killed him too.
Fuck. But also. Joel Schumacher was the one that made the movie too, so that also could have some reason for certain pictures on the wall. Remember, he was the guy that created Batman's nipples. Throwing that out there. Rest in peace, Joel Schumacher. Yeah, that's my number three is Lost Boys. Complete classic. How can you know? I mean, you can't go wrong. It's a fun movie every time. Oh, yeah, we can't forget about Kiefer Sutherland being a badass.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's a great story. Oh, yeah. The most infamous song.
Yeah. Cry Little Sister.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to say I Still Believe.
No.
Oh, of course. You can't forget about Saxophone Guy.
Oh, Capello.
I Still Believe. It's not that whole song kind of sucks, but it's just like that one little part is kind of cool. But that guy's like riding, like he's riding on the coattails of Lost Boys now, even still. Like he plays shows and stuff just because he's that guy.
Yeah, he still wears the same outfit pretty much too.
Apparently he worked with Whitney Houston too, I was just told.
Yeah, he's like a big composer.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
That he's literally a big composer.
Yeah, he writes all kinds of shit.
I wasn't aware. Apparently, he's got more to his credit than I realized.
Hmm. Well, yeah.
I stand corrected.
Oh, the Lost Boys. I got a feeling we'll come back to the Lost. Actually, I know we'll come back to the Lost Boys. We will. Oh, yeah. So I'll just go with my number two. I jumbled these together. I picked the whole Blade series. If I had to pick one, I'd say it was Blade 2.
Definitely not three.
Definitely not three.
Blade Trinity, is that what it was called?
Yeah, that's right.
Triple H and the Silver Fangs.
Which was probably one of the best parts of that movie.
I don't fucking remember that movie, actually. I just remember it wasn't good.
Fucking Jessica Biel, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, that movie sucked.
Yeah, that one sucked. The first two were great, especially the second one. And this
first
was
one, first was the best one.
Yeah, with Stephen Dorff.
Mm-hmm.
As the bad guy in that part with Tracy Lords at the beginning.
I mean, it's got Tracy Lords at the beginning.
You can't go wrong. Every time Tracy Lords is in a movie, it's awesome.
Really?
I'm a fan.
Let me go back. Yeah. Do you have her Betamaxes too, Dave? Can you talk about that?
No, but I had the internet when I got older. Anyway.
Okay. Yeah. But we'll
I remember the scene. There was a scene with a tennis racket.
Okay. First, let's talk about Blade.
Blade.
Blade. You got lost on Tracy Lords. Sorry.
This was at a time in the late 90s before people knew how to make superhero movies and was probably gave birth to the Marvel Cinematic Universe that we have today that's slowly crashing and burning. You know, I heard once upon a time they were going to do a Blade and Underworld crossover.
Yeah.
Which would have been awesome, but the rights went to Marvel. That would have been awesome.
Would it have been, though?
On paper, it sounds like it would be awesome. I don't know.
On paper, a lot of things look good.
Yeah, this is true.
The idea is good.
Yeah, the idea is good. It had
they fuck it up, it'll be different.
Would it have been good? I guess we'll never know. The new Blade series that we might get someday. I like the dude Platinum, but I don't know the way things are going lately with Marvel and Disney and whatnot. I don't know what we're going to get.
Is it the shaved head guy that was playing him? Wasn't there already a Blade show?
There was a TV show at one time.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I don't think it was on long. I don't even remember it. I think it just came and went.
I'm not 100% sure, but I think the guy that was playing Blade in the TV show was a porn star.
Really?
I think that I remember that being a thing. I think. Unless I saw the wrong Blade. In that case, I'm sorry.
You saw Blade.
I'm pretty sure that's what it was, though, was the whole thing. That was Sticky Fingers.
Sticky Fingers was Blade.
Oh, okay.
Spike TV actually had it in 2006. Had like 13 episodes. I don't remember that, at all. I do remember that,
yeah. I never watched the show. I just remember, like, I thought that was like a whole thing or some shit. Whatever.
And now I feel like a dirty boy. They were going to do a prequel series with Stephen Dorff starring as a young Deacon was his name. Blade and
Sheep. Lord. Can we move on now?
On that note, you're number two.
Number two. Blackula.
Which actually was a good movie.
It is a really good movie.
African yeah, that was
the Transylvania and then becomes a fucking vampire and then ends up waking up decades later in New York City. Mm-hmm. Or is it Chicago? I think it was Chicago.
Was it Chicago? I don't remember.
You can't forget Da Blackula Die either. But it's not as good as the original Blackula.
But I mean, I don't know. Like, that movie was a whole fucking... It was a revolutionary, like...
Yeah, well, definitely a product of its time. Like, you couldn't even air that now, I don't think.
Nah. No, well, that was a time of like black exploitation films and shit like that. And that was one of the ones that was like, oh, let's start doing horror movies. And that was, you know, that was also Peter Steele from Typo Negative. That was also one of his favorite movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he loved that movie.
It's a good movie, man. Like, can't go wrong. It's just basically like the crazy love story in the end.
Yeah.
And she dies, and then he just fucking walks into the sunlight and says, "Fuck it, I'm out."
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alerts, but if you haven't seen that by now, you're retarded. Oh,
oops. What are you doing? And the dude that played Blackula was good.
Yeah, William Marshall.
Yeah, he was good. Yeah. Like, I believed it.
And then in the second one, that's when they brought Pam Grier in, and she played the female lead.
Oh, I never saw
this. You can't go wrong with Pam Grier.
Scream, Blackula, scream.
Yep. Oh, yeah, but that's what I was saying, not Die, Blackula, Die. Was there a Die, Blackula, Die? No, so. it was Scream, Blackula, Scream is what I was thinking of. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, I never seen that one. So what am I doing?
What are you doing with your life? What are you doing with your life, Dave?
But if anybody hasn't seen those, they're both really good. I put both of them together as my number two.
I can dig that.
I actually just watched both of them yesterday.
I had to watch those. I haven't seen those in forever.
Yeah, because I remember when I first watched it, I thought it was like some trash I was going to be making fun of.
Yeah.
Troll 2 kind of thing. And it was actually a good movie, surprisingly.
Yeah. It's dope. There's like not a whole lot of people out there, really, I think, that have seen that movie.
Yeah. It's a good one.
All right. Are you ready, Chuck?
Yeah. I'm sitting here. I'm pulling a Chad. I'm over here tossing back and forth here. Okay, so my number two, I'm just gonna go with this because we got honorable mentions too, so you know, I have to put this one at my number two, because it is one of the best tellings besides the Bela Lugosi, besides Nosferatu, which we'll get to. Bram Stoker's Dracula, nice. If you go back and read the book and watch that movie, like that's always kind of how, like, when I read the book when I was younger, and then I saw the movie. Well, I might have saw the movie before that, actually. Whatever. Either way, that's what I always think of is the characters from that and shit. Gary Oldman's a fucking master of his craft. He can play anything.
Versatile actor on the planet.
Oh, he's dude, great. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and also, and just like, you know, Blackula, of course, like the original idea of Dracula, it's a love story. It's a fucked up love story. I mean, the beginning of the fucking movie is brutal as shit. You know what I mean? Like, he goes off to fucking battle, to fucking fight for all this shit, comes back, finds that his woman's dead. What's a man to do when you're in love? And she's dead. And what does he do? He denounces God, and he wants revenge on it all. And it's perfect. It's the perfect opening for the fucking movie. It's great. I love it. It's, and there's so many great fucked up scenes in that movie. I mean, how many movies besides the Howling like films have you ever seen a werewolf having sex? I haven't. Besides Howling, like those movies, but
yeah.
Other than that, you know, I've never been blessed enough. there's some fucked up scenes in this movie. I mean, it's a very sexually. Was it sexual blood? Well, no, I'm trying to think of a different way of wording this. Like, it's a bloody love story. There we go. And it's a classic. It is.
I like the look too. Like, the way it was filmed was kind of gritty too. Like, old school shit.
Yeah.
I was just gonna say it was beautifully shot. Like, the cinematography in that movie was crazy. Francis Ford Coppola, actually, I think it won a couple Oscars too.
Yeah, it won some awards. I can't remember what it won, though.
which like, is really unusual for a horror movie. I think the only other time was Aliens.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd say so. That sounds about right. Yeah, the way it was shot, I hadn't seen this movie in a while, and actually recently rewatched it a few weeks back, and I didn't realize how fucked up it was. Like I didn't realize that how it was shot. I forgot like the cinematography of it all. It's just the weird shots, man. I don't know. It's borderline a fucked up like trip. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's great. Tom Waits.
That name sounds familiar. Who's that?
Tom Waits, singer, poet, actor. He plays fucking. Oh God, how am I? The Master's coming.
Renfield.
Renfield, yeah. That's who's playing him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Great.
And the hand that comes down from the carriage and touches Keanu Reeves' shoulder, all the shots of Dracula's cape or robe that he's wearing, like all the shadows, that great shot when he's turned into a bat and the cross is like in that POV thing and then the cross catches fire.
Yeah.
I always think of that shot when I think of that movie for some reason.
I would have to say that when it comes down to certain scenes that come to mind the most, besides the first part, is when Keanu Reeves is like not able to go anywhere because he is being sucked, like literally drained of his energy and all that shit.
Yeah,
that's kind of as a kid, you know, you're just kind of like, oh, that's kind of what. And then you get older and you're like, that's cool.
Yeah. Right? It's different when you watch it as a kid and then as an adult. And Anthony Hopkins had a great part.
Oh yeah, of course. You can't forget Sir Anthony Hopkins.
And all the different looks Gary Oldman had. He was in the armor. He was in the suit with the hat and glasses. And mm-hmm. It's just a very cool movie. I think that's probably the best remake ever of any remake.
It is. Yeah. It's hard for me to watch any Dracula movie after that and be 100% happy with it just because I see, you know, I see Gary Oldman's Dracula, you know, right. That's just, I don't know. Like that, what was it? Dracula Unlimited or whatever the fuck that movie was that came out a few years ago. Untold. Unlimited. He's now a trendy thing in the mall.
That was like the longest 2 hours of my life.
Yeah. When I first watched it, I liked it. And I realized it was just because I was really high. And then I watched it again. I couldn't even get through it the second time I tried to watch it. I was like, that isn't as good as I thought it was the first time. But yeah.
That whole time he's like stuck in the cave. That shit sucked.
It's boring. He was stuck in a cave.
Yeah, good pick. That, of course, was almost on my list, too. I was back and forth on that.
Everything was almost on my list.
Yeah, everything was on the list. Mm-hmm. I think we'll touch on a lot. But I guess we had the same number one.
Yeah, we did.
I said The Lost Boys. Too many childhood memories. I love this movie as a kid. When I was a kid, I had The Lost Boys on the same tape as The Monster Squad. And that motherfucker was probably onion skin thin. It was in the VCR all the time.
Yeah.
Kiefer Sutherland rocked that mullet.
He did.
Like no other. Yeah, like you said with the Frog Brothers. Poor Joel Schumacher got a lot of shit for Batman and Robin, but he made a great movie with The Lost Boys.
Oh, dude, yeah.
It wasn't his fault. It was Warner Brothers' fault.
Yeah. Like, when I first saw Lost Boys, actually, it's kind of funny because I do remember the first time I saw that movie. And I watched it back-to-back with the Doors movie. I was, it was the night before I went to summer camp, okay, which, believe it or not, was a Christian camp. And I remember how old I was. Fucking maybe like 12, maybe a little younger. I don't know. I can't remember. But I remember like just watching those movies. I was like, I'm going to be as cool as these guys when I go. It didn't happen that way. It's like, all right, this is my motivation. I'm going to be the cool vampire dude. No, that doesn't work too well with kids when you act like you're a werewolf and shit. No.
the hair, the music, the motorcycles. It had scary parts. It had funny parts. Great.
Just like Monster Squad, it also had a great what do you call it? Like preparation clip, like little collage of them getting stuff together.
Oh yeah,
where they're filling up the bathtub and shit, all that. Like,
yeah, I mean, montage of them getting ready. Like
montage. Yeah.
Oh yeah, the maggots.
They're maggots, Michael. What?
I could see me like partying down in a little cave like that. That'd be dope.
I always thought that.
Yeah.
That was a nice spot.
Mm-hmm. Doing that thing on the railroad tracks.
Yeah.
I watched a lot of these YouTube channels that have they go to different locations and stuff. And they went, there was this one that I watched called Grim Life Collective. And they went to where the cave was, where they filmed all that. It's caved in now.
Right.
Like it's all, and the water goes way up to it and shit. Like that whole scene where like they first are going out of the cave, like you just see like the POV of, you know, like all that shit, like all that's like completely caved in.
See, I also think that, I think Kiefer and Alex Winter were the only actual actors in the movie. Like the other two guys, I think were like models or something before they did that movie.
Yeah. And one of them passed away.
Yeah. Actually, I thought the cave was a set. That was an actual cave. How did they get everything in there?
I think it was. I can't remember if it was where they filmed all that, or if it was just where they did the POV shot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but from the way they were talking, because it didn't seem like it was that big of an area in there. But I don't know. I would like to have a cool place like that to hang out.
Right. That was like the ultimate party spot.
Oh, for sure.
Like so. If I ever strike it rich for whatever goddamn reason, I'm gonna have like a cave for my basement, okay? And I'm gonna have somebody recreate that set. That'll be my man cave.
Man cave.
It'll be my man cave with all the posters and everything. That'd be cool as fuck.
See, I always wanted to find like the real bottle, like the one that they were drinking out of that had his blood in it.
Oh yeah,
that was a dope looking bottle. Remember, they're just sitting there smoking some weed and waiting for Chinese food to come back.
I mean, if somebody was like, hey, man, drink some of this, and it wasn't that cool thing, I'd probably swig it.
Me too.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
If anybody would come to me and be like, hey, I'll make you a vampire, I'd probably be like, all right.
Yeah, that's all you had to say. Like, it's like, dude, why do you have to beat around the bush? It's like, hey, you want to be like part of the undead? Like, is that right. Cool? Yeah, sure.
I would volunteer for that shit.
I mean, all you got to do is just be like, hey, what do I need to do? What not to do? Like, come on. Make me the undead.
Now we know. Now you know what we are. Now you know what you are.
Yeah.
So, Lost Boys.
Great. Lost Boys.
All right, drum roll, please. Chuck Nasty, what is your number one?
Number one. The one that kind of did it all, man. Before Lugosi, there was the bald-headed, rat-looking motherfucker we all know as Nosferatu, Count Orlok. I also have to mention Shadow of the Vampire. If you haven't seen that movie as well, that movie is the idea of what possibly happened with Max Schreck, who played the Count. Totally different. I mean, like when you're a kid, you watch Dracula, you know, the Bela Lugosi and Bram Stoker, and then you go back and watch Nosferatu, you're kind of thrown because it's totally different. It's not, you know, because he's not some debonair like guy. He's this horrible looking creature that just, you know, the famous scene, you know, of him walking up the stairs, you know, you just see the shadow going up the stairs and shit. And also in Shadow of the Vampire, which is based on the idea of what happened behind the scenes in this movie, Willem Dafoe plays a great Nosferatu. He plays a great Count. So if you haven't seen either one of those, then what the fuck's wrong with you? They're both good. I Nosferatu, it's creepy too. I mean, I love watching that fucking movie. I've got two different versions of that movie on DVD. I've got the... It's a one DVD that's got two different soundtracks to it. two different scores. One of them's like a symphonic kind of thing, and the other one's like more of a traditional kind of sound. And then the other one I've got is it's typo negative. It's nothing but typo negative music while you're watching Nosferatu. And yeah, like typos are my favorite bands. They didn't mention a bunch already tonight, so that's okay. But I love typo negative, and I can, if I have a movie, it's a silent film. Fuck yeah. I love it. Like, but the thing is the music is typo negative that they throw on there. It makes sense up until like the middle, and they're just like throwing shit in there. Cause they're like, what sounds vampiric? Okay. You know, but yeah.
Like listening to Dark Side and watching Wizard of Oz.
Right. Yeah. 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 Kind of. Yeah. But this movie always freaked me out. Even now. Like I, this is one of those movies where you get a big bowl of popcorn, you load up on the Blue Boys and, you know, roll you a few and, turn off the lights and light a few candles and enjoy. Cause it's a fucking classic, and it's always a favorite to watch.
Mm-hmm. Came out in the 1920s, I believe.
It's like 22, I think.
Silent film, but the silent film part of the thing adds to the creepiness.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, even though it is like a silent film, it is pretty fucking creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Any silent film is terrifying to me. They all creep me out. It doesn't matter; it could be a romance. Terrifying. It's just the way they look, the way they act, is like it just freaks me the fuck out. I love it.
Like they're overly emotional.
Yeah, like the acting.
Mm-hmm. And that film gave birth. If it wasn't for that film, I kind of doubt we'd have all the vampire movies that we had to list tonight. I don't think 1930s Dracula probably never would have happened.
I mean, it would have eventually. Maybe not as early, but at some point.
Maybe.
That's a good question. That's a good thing to think about. Because, I would say there probably would have been. But I would also say that it probably would have been a little later before the Universal Monsters thing happened. Right. If it wasn't for Nosferatu. And also, I just love saying Nosferatu. Just to let you know. Yeah,
and Dracula was the first Universal monster.
I always wanted to watch that series too, but I never really got around to watching that series. Nosferatu.
Oh, the Joe Hill show
a few years ago or whatever.
Yeah, I've watched three episodes.
Oh, with the dude that played in Heroes. What was his
name? Yeah.
I think it's on Shudder, though.
I did watch that. I watched it when it came out, but I kind of don't remember it now.
I hate that guy that played in that, so maybe that's another reason why I can't watch it.
Didn't like the one dude from American Horror Story playing
American Horror Story,
That's the guy I'm thinking. I can't think of his name.
He also was Spock.
Oh yeah.
Don't care.
Yeah, Heroes was a good show though. The first season was good.
We could be heroes
just for one day. Oh my gosh! So now the equally hardest part are honorable mentions.
First, I want to say one thing.
Okay.
Like they need to make some new vampire movies that are like old vampire movies instead of like doing like modern day vampires.
I know.
Like, God. They like hang out in like rave clubs and all that bullshit.
So
like,
fucking stupid. I hate, you know, Richard, that was almost on my list. I really did put almost what we do in the shadows.
Movie's hilarious.
I love that movie. I almost put that on my list. And the Johnny Depp Dark Shadows movie was actually funny too.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been bad either.
I love What We Do in the Shadows.
Mm-hmm. Show's good too. The show's fucking equally as funny.
I gotta get caught up on that. Funny.
Yeah. So, are we gonna start on our honorable mentions?
Yeah, I guess we'll just keep going. I guess one of my honorable mentions is What We Do in the Shadows, because that was another one that was almost on my list. I almost put Nosferatu too. But I figured you were going to say that, so I was like, okay, I'll just let that one go. Because, I mean, Jesus, God, there's so many of them.
There really are.
It wasn't hard to think of something else. But I'll take that as my honorable mention for sure.
but you, Chad. We'll just go around. We'll just keep doing honorable mentions. I mean, there's we have a ton.
I'm gonna say Fright Night. That was always a big, fun like yep. Vampire movie for me whenever I was a kid. Like it was, I don't know, like it back in that era, like too, like that's whenever I really got into like monsters and horror movies and shit. So like vampires were always my like main go to back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like, he was always my favorite monster. And then
Terry Dandridge.
Like that whole movie.
You're so cool, Brewster. I love that fucking movie, dude. What did you think about the speaking of, what did you all think about the remake of that?
I was just thinking that. It wasn't bad. It actually wasn't bad. I like Colin Farrell in that. I like the kid wasn't nearly as annoying as I thought he was going to be.
No, like the sequel sucked. I didn't care for the sequel.
I only saw it once. I don't even remember it.
The original sequel?
No.
Or did they make
the newer sequel?
They did. I didn't even know they made a new one.
Yeah, with like the Countess, and then they were like in Amsterdam or some shit.
Oh,
so they just basically just ripped off the original sequel, yeah. Which wasn't good either. So
No.
I thought about Dracula Dead and loving it too. I think you said that.
Yeah. That's a funny one. That's a good one.
I mean, you gotta love anything Leslie Nielsen does.
Yeah,
you fucking killed him too.
But you know what? The Fright Night thing, though. Man, I love the idea of the, you know, when you're a kid and like somebody new moves in, you're like, oh, well, you know, that something's weird's going on, whatever. And the idea that there is actually something weird going on next door, like, I don't know, you kind of sink your teeth, no pun intended, into that kind of like watching that kind of movie. And also some of the scenes with the monster, some of the makeup and special effects in that movie, really badass too. Like I and Chris Sarandon. I mean, he's a good actor. I mean, he's give the devil his due on this one. I mean, Chris Sarandon did an awesome job.
What's
he was also in Bordello of Blood.
Oh, Amanda Bears.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Until she turned into a vampire, then she was one ugly bitch.
She was. I thought she looked better that way.
Ever.
Yeah.
What was it? Evil was probably the best part of that movie.
Yeah.
He was my favorite character by far.
It took me a minute to like him because as a kid, I was like, he really annoys the fuck out of me. Because he reminded me of like six friends I had. and when I look back on it, probably a little bit of me too, which makes it even worse. But yeah.
Whenever he gets that fucking crossbow on his forehead, I guess like
it's all like sticky and shit. Like yeah,
that scene's fucking great. Good.
Yeah, see,
30 days
it pays to be a horror fan.
It really does. I didn't mind vampires. 30 days at
night. Yeah, Amber said 30 days at night too. I only saw that like when it came out. I went to go see it, but that was the only time I've seen it. I don't remember.
That's a good one. I like that one because it's a different take on the vampire,
right?
Because they're not like, you know, like all pretty and da, da, da. They're like, we're out for blood. We're going to slaughter the entire town and there's nothing you can do about it.
Like what better place for a vampire to live is like in Alaska, whenever there's fucking just nighttime.
30 days of night. Yeah. Like can't run then.
Right. You're just out and about doing whatever you want to do. It's like a vacation.
Which, I mean, that's a terrifying fucking location for any horror movie, though. I mean, because usually, like in horror movies, you wait till day, right? There's no day. Right. You're constantly in dark. Therefore, you're constantly being, you know, stalked and murdered. Oh, yeah. Let the right one in, man. Yeah.
I almost said that one, too.
Yeah.
Great.
Both those are good, actually. Both of them are good.
The American one wasn't bad, neither.
Dave said he almost put that
on his list. Yeah, I did. I almost put that one on too because it wasn't just a great vampire movie. It was a great movie.
It was a great story. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Definitely something different. Yeah, both versions. I agree. The American one wasn't bad either.
Yeah.
I almost said that too.
That's a very underrated Wes Craven film.
Yes. Yeah,
that was almost on my list too.
And, that's what I say. Every time I thought I had the three, I would think of 20 more. And this was.
Guys, you froze. Hey guys. So yeah, Vampire in Brooklyn, good movie. Yep, just me right now. All right. Well, yeah, Vampire in Brooklyn, good fucking movie. Very underrated Wes Craven film. It was one of the first movies I got when Columbia House was still putting out. You can get movies for 99 cents, and I got that. And it's a lot of my friends were like, this movie's stupid. I thought it was fucking funny. Why? Because evil is good. Eddie Murphy even says it. Their feed got cursed, I guess. I don't know. This is awkward now. It's like I talk so much as it is. Now it's just me, and I'm like, fuck, guys, where are you? Come on, come back. Yeah, Vampire Brooklyn, good movie. Very good movie. Funny. Has one of my favorite jokes in it from a horror movie. Was it when dude's talking to Eddie Murphy and he's like, what's the quickest way to a woman's heart? Or church. Quickest way to a woman's heart through church. And he goes, actually, it's through the rib cage. I always thought that was funny. Hi, guys.
Wow. That's never happened before, and hopefully it never happens again. We lost you. Curse of the Vampires.
I would like to throw out there that for once, it's not me that had the screw up. Well, it wasn't on my end.
Your screen froze, and we thought it was you. And then we kept.
Oh, really?
And then at some point, everything went like black or whatever. And then like we could hear you talking. And then Dave looked up the stream, and then we saw it. And we were like, oh, we're the ones that fucked up this time.
Oh, and so, wow.
And then like, right at that time, a message popped up that pretty much said, go fuck yourself.
Oh. Damn it. We were doing so good.
Yeah. Well, we left off on
Vampire in Brooklyn.
Vampire in Brooklyn, yeah. Which I was trying to riff on, but I didn't. I don't even know if anybody heard me because I was just like,
This is weird. I heard that part.
Yeah. I was like, well, shit, I don't know what to do now.
Come back, everybody.
It was a good time.
It was a good time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, we're talking about Vampire in Brooklyn and good comedy. Good comedy horror movie with some interesting, funny moments. And, I don't know. It was a good one. Underrated Wes Craven film, in my opinion.
Totally.
I always liked when the dude from fucking, what was that show? Different World.
Oh, yeah.
When he was fucking, like, falling apart.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if anybody heard the joke that I said earlier when it was getting cut off, but the part in the movie where he actually looks over it, because Eddie Murphy's like, I want to go to, take me to church. And he's like, oh, yeah, mother always said that the quickest way to a woman's heart is through church. And he goes, actually, it's through the rib cage. I was like that. And then also the whole, like, evil good. Evil good when he goes into the preacher doing that classic Eddie Murphy playing like three different characters in a movie. You know, it's a good one. I need to go back and rewatch that one again.
Who was that? Cool. Angela Bassett?
Yeah.
She's banging.
Yeah. She was tough ass woman, that's for sure.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
God, there's so many. Sorry, I lost my train of thought because of some dumb shit. Interview with a Vampire.
Of course.
Another good one.
Watched that one recently as well. That's another movie that I think, because I almost put that on here too, on my list as well. But Nosferatu beat them all. But anyway, Interview with a Vampire is a really good one. It's long.
It is. That's what I say. Like, I like it, but it's just really long. Like, you gotta have like a day plan to watch that motherfucker.
Yeah, that's why I didn't put it on my list, because like I can't watch that movie all the time.
Right.
Nah, it's one of those where you're like, you know, you just get those moments. You're like, you know, I haven't watched it in a while. I think I'm going to watch it. It's one of those.
Yeah, it's kind of like The Godfather. Like, I love those movies besides the third one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you got to have a day plan.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. It's definitely
great
true.
Great movie, but got to be in a certain mood to watch it.
Yeah.
Well, also the fact that we're going to mention that one. We have to mention, we don't really have to mention it because it's not that good of a movie, but Queen of the Damned.
You know, I've never seen that.
See, I like that movie mainly because Aaliyah's fucking hot. I mean, granted, she's dead, whatnot, but still, like the movie itself wasn't great.
No. I hated the guy that played Lestat.
Yeah.
He was just too, like, he was just too much. It was just, the whole thing was cheesy as fuck. You know, because, like, he comes back and happens to appear in this band's rehearsal, and he's like, oh, look at what the fuck he's doing. And they're like, oh, yeah, he's our lead singer now. It fucking sucks. Movie blows. Soundtrack's pretty good, though. Yeah. I do like the soundtrack. But the movie's just, it's I can't take it serious. I do think it's funny. Oh, God.
Dust Till Dawn, the Blade series, and the Lost Boys. Because it was too hard to pick three. Too hard.
Yeah.
And I had My Best Friend's a Vampire, Blackula, and the Lost Boys.
I had Lost Boys, Dracula, and that's what I'll do. Yeah, Queen of the Damned, though. That was a movie that, man, when it came out, like, the soundtrack was the only thing I gave a fuck about. I mean, Jonathan, the whole thing about the soundtrack, Jonathan Davis was the one that did the score for the movie and all that shit. He wasn't able to actually be on the actual release. In the movie, it's him doing the vocals for all the shit. On the CD, like, you know, the actual soundtrack and stuff, it's not him. And they also, you know, they had different vocalists that were coming on and doing different songs and whatnot. And it was really good. And also, it's one of my favorite Static X songs is on that soundtrack. I think it was Cold. Cold was so cold.
I never got into Static X.
Really? Oh, yeah. Man. I got to see them on their last tour, where it was one of the last tours where it was like all the original members or whatever. It was them and OTEP.
We went to the 930 Club in DC one time, and it was who the fuck was all playing there? I think it was Static X, Clutch, Sick of It All, and Slayer.
Oh wow. Yeah.
And then we saw, like, Wayne Static was just standing, like, it was before they even got big. So he's just kind of like hanging out outside, sitting on the curb, smoking a cigarette by an RV with this fucking 9-foot hairdo. Yeah, he's in a band.
when I saw Static X, because I was there for OTEP originally, honestly, but I was curious about Static X because I'd always liked them. I mean, Wisconsin Death Trip's that's a great album. But they weren't very nice. After the show was, the show was great. I mean, both bands were awesome, but Static X fucking blew the fucking roof off the place. But went out back to go meet all the bands and shit. And this was at Bogart's in Cincinnati. And, OTEP's band were very welcoming to us. They were cool as fuck. OTEP was running around on top of the buses being goofy and stuff. And we were just back there, you know, smoking up with her band and talking shop, and the guys in Static X, their bus was right in front of us. Like, we were underneath the barricade, everything. We were like right there, and one by one, they got off the bus and just gave us horrible looks. Cause I was like, were the guys in Static X with a blaze? Like, you know, and they're like, nah, they're on a whole different trip. And I was like, ah, okay. And there wasn't like Wayne Static and all of them walked off the bus, gave us just dirty fucking looks, and just walked on away and went and put on a face and signed stuff for everybody. And then Tony, the bass player, who's played with Ministry and I want to say Fear Factory, maybe. I mean, not Fear Factory. He's played with a bunch of different bands since then. But he was coming back from the store across the street. It was a fucking Walgreens or something. and he was coming back. He was on the phone, and he had like this bag of stuff. Me and my buddy were walking up towards him, and we're like, first, we're like, should we say it to him? We just kind of looked there, like, nah. I think he was on the phone with his wife or something because he looked really pissed. And like, when we looked back and he walked, well, there was a crowd of people, and you just saw it part like the Red Sea. Like, it was very intimidating, dude. But yeah, Static X was cool. But anyway, got on that trip there for a minute.
Yeah, well, that's disappointing. But we haven't mentioned the Bela Lugosi. We brought it up a couple times, but the 1931, I believe, 1931, 1932 Dracula, which is now the stereotypical, pretty much it set the standard for vampires to come later. Well, with the accent and even the outfit.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Oh, yes.
I remember they used to have children's books of all the Universal monsters at my library when I was a kid in school. It was those orange ones that were like short versions of the story with pictures, and I used to get that one all the time. Dracula and Frankenstein, I used to get all the time.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we mentioned Interview with the Vampire.
You gotta realize Mike's watching AEW right now.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting we're going on a little later.
Well, I mean, we had to come back on.
Yeah.
To finish up the last 20 minutes.
Our first technical snafu, 27 episodes in.
Yeah, right. Damn, really? Nice. I didn't realize we debated that. That's a nice we're little
getting up here.
Yeah, we are. One movie we haven't mentioned that was also real close to being on my list, Near Dark.
Oh, the one with Lance Hendrickson and Bill Paxton. That's right.
Yep. Yeah. Great film about a guy that meets a girl and she turns his whole life around. I can't remember. It's been a minute since I watched it, but like they meet like at a carnival or some shit or something, and she's like she doesn't want him to meet his, you know, the family and all that. And then he ends up meeting them and realizing that, oh, this is more than he bit off more than he could chew, but it was all for the love of this chick. And then it brought danger to his whole family.
We got to have one of these days, maybe episode 50, we'll reach out to Lance Hendrickson.
I mention him
every week.
It seems like
he's in a lot of shit. He's going to be at Scarefest in Lexington this year, and I'm supposed to be going to it. And I'm dying to meet him. I'm hoping I don't freeze the fuck up. I have a tendency of doing that. It's bad.
That would be really a fun live show. And Bill Paxton, too, who's done, like, great movies.
Fucking everything.
Great movies.
Oh, yeah. Near Dark, though, a lot of people, whenever somebody says they really like Lost Boys, I never heard of Near Dark. I'm like, go watch Near Dark. It's about the same, but it's a little more brutal. Yeah, it's a
little bloodier.
I mean, the coolest thing about that movie though is they have a car. They drive around like, and they have to have the windows all blacked out and everything, so they could actually drive during the day, and they have like a little piece to or something to drive with. I also thought it was kind of interesting. It's always crazy because, you know, the stereotypical vampires can't come out during the day. They stay in their coffins or hang upside down in a cave. But, you know, some of these movies we mentioned, they you know, sometimes they do come out during the day. You know, they have sunglasses on or they hide in cars that are blacked out. You know,
like a fucking Blade.
Yeah. Sunblock.
SPF 9000.
Yeah. There was a vampire movie, and I can't. I'm drawing a blank on the name of it, but it was where there was some other way that they were able to go out during the day.
Daybreak.
Maybe that's what it was. I never even saw that. I just know what that movie's about. Yeah. I don't think I ever saw that one. Yeah, I heard it was a pretty good one.
I didn't like it.
Really?
I'm not big on Ethan Hawke though, so.
He's all right.
Only thing I see in his moments I really like is like Training
Reality Day. Bites.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say Training Day too.
Training Day is a damn good movie though. And Sinister.
He's supposed to like kill the shit in the Black Phone, which I still haven't seen, but I want to see. I've heard good things.
I've heard good things, but I've heard a little bit of both. I've heard it's been kind of like down the middle. Like it's good, it's cool, and then they kind of lose you in certain spots. But I'm curious about watching it.
Mike mentioned Salem's Lot and Bordello of Blood.
Bordello of Blood was also almost my number three.
Which we mentioned like literally just mentioned it earlier when we were talking about Chris Sarandon from Fright Night. He's in it too. He's the preacher with the nice ass white strat. I forgot about that. Yeah.
I always like that movie. That shit cracked me up.
Yeah, I think it's an underrated one. I've always liked Bordello of Blood. Yeah, it's no Demon Night, but
I was just gonna say the same thing. Yeah, I like Demon Night way better, but it was still good. I mean,
it's still probably one of the best double features ever put out.
Vampire Horrors. I mean, come on. I don't think there's many people out there that would be against that idea for many reasons, if you know what I mean. And I think you do.
And one, it's not technically, well, I guess one could argue about the Monster Squad. I just think it deserves mentioning because of the Dracula that's in that movie.
He's badass.
It's actually a very underrated performance. I think it was one of the last times we saw a badass Dracula that was the clear villain of the movie. Mm-hmm. I don't think we got that a lot. Not done as well, at least.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, I mean, and again, we talked about that not too long ago, but that was a killer Dracula.
I don't think any of us
I've have never seen him.
Twilight, Mike.
Someone told me that he sparkled, and I thought he was kidding.
God. It
was
a joke,
and then when I found out he really sparkled, I was kind of done.
I was waiting. I've
never seen any of them.
I was waiting for somebody to say Twilight. I have never watched that movie all the way through. I've had two female friends in the past who tried to get me to watch that piece of shit. And I made it to the same part every time. It was like maybe like 15, 20 minutes of the movie. I'm like, I can't do this. I can't. Like, they're vampires don't sparkle. I'm sorry. I know it's like, oh, but no, they don't. Like, I know we were talking about, like, it's really interesting how, like, you know, different movies have different ways that vampires can actually live to the day and all this stuff. And that's fine. Don't make them sparkle. Like, I don't understand. Like, that's like the worst. Like, have you ever actually like read any excerpts from that fucking those books at all?
No.
They're horrible. It's about as bad as how Shades of Grey was fucking written. Like, it's 50 Shades of Grey or whatever. Because I always like look at shit. You know what I mean? And it's just bad. Bad writing, bad story. And let's face it here, okay? If a vampire sparkling, the only thing that should be glistening from a fucking like vampire's face should be blood, okay? It should be the crimson glow, okay? Because let's be honest here. If they're sparkling, it's not red. It's probably something else.
I think what happened with that whole thing is the author had a crappy romance novel that couldn't sell, and she just threw vampires in it.
Yep.
And that was it. I think that's what happened.
Then apparently there's like werewolves and.
Oh, yeah. And that unfortunately gave birth to the 2000s with what were those shows on CW? The Vampire Diaries and all that.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't stand. And I've never seen any of them. So they could be amazing for all I know. But
I'm going to bet they're not. I'm going to go ahead and say they're probably not.
I watched a few episodes of The Vampire Diaries and True Blood with a lady friend, and they're not.
I like True Blood.
I couldn't.
That's a fun show. It's kind of funny and stuff. But also, speaking of Vampire Diaries, though, never seen the show, whatever the fuck. Which I might have talked about on here before, but last year, me and one of my buddies went to Georgia to go stay at Jason Lives' camp, you know, where they filmed Friday the 13th Part 6. And there's a lot of movies that were filmed in that same area, and that show was actually filmed in that area.
Huh.
It's like you go downtown, and it's like there's Vampire Diaries Vampire Diaries stores. You can go to like a bar that's in the show or some shit. There's like everywhere you go, it's just Vampire Diaries. And when we left there, I was horrified. I was like, this is terrible on so many levels. It's just crap. It's bad. It's not good. It's making people think. Rant time. Movies like Twilight and shows like Vampire Diaries and shit, okay? And like even almost True Blood, even though I do like True Blood. The biggest fucking problem is they make the vampire not scary anymore. Like we don't have the fear factor when it comes down to like, you know, characters like, you know, the Count and fucking Nosferatu. You know, a terrifying. I want them to be scary. 30 Days of Night, good example. Like I said, they're gory. They're straight to the point. They want blood. They want them all dead.
Yeah, they're just hungry.
They're just hungry. They're not being pretty boys. They're not sparkling. And the only thing they're glistening with is crimson. Like I said a minute ago. See? Like, it just, I can't stand this shit. It kills the lore of what the vampire is. They're no longer scary. And now everybody's like, oh, it's a romance. Not every vampire story is a romance.
Because unfortunately, the Twilight movies caused the target audience for the vampire movies to change. Preteen girls, somehow that happened. And that's what we got. And unfortunately, a lot of stupid executives made a lot of money from it. And I think the Vampire Diaries continues to do spinoff series, I think. I know they had a couple of them, but I don't know if they're still on today.
I mean, you see, and then that's the bad thing, though, is you have all these crappy ass little teen drama bullshit pussy ass fucking vampire fucking shows that are just spreading their disease throughout the generations, making the kids that were, you know, they were 13 and 14 fucking watching this shit, and now their fucking little sisters and little brothers are watching this shit, and then it just keeps on going and going. So then the intelligence level of people that know how cool vampires actually used to be is down. Mm-hmm. Down. Sorry, I said it. If you don't like it, whatever. Yeah,
they completely rebranded Vampire, and that's the brand they sold, and unfortunately it sold.
And it sparkles. We sparkle.
Why
fuck
does
off.
He sparkle? Why? Why does he sparkle?
I don't know.
Is it when he goes out the daylight or something?
Hey, Mike, why does he sparkle? Have you seen these?
Has anybody in the chat seen these movies? I honestly haven't watched any of them.
Oh, John Carpenter's Vampires. I like that.
That one. Was almost my number three. That was another one that was almost my number three.
Fun movie, just like just like From Dusk Till Dawn. Fun fucking movie. Padre.
You can't get better than James Woods. He's the fucking man. I don't give a fuck.
Get a little mahogany, a little wood. What does he say to the preacher in that movie?
Was it?
It in Vampires, James Woods, like he's giving shit to the preacher a lot, and he's like, get a little mahogany there. Would you kill that vampire? A little mahogany there. Yeah. And like, and also with Thomas Ian Griffith, or whatever his name is, playing the main vampire, which I don't know if many people realize that he was in fucking Karate Kid Part 2, I think. And he was like big martial arts guy. Like, yeah. Weird. It's a fun fucking movie. That movie is funny.
You ever see the sequel?
No. There was a sequel?
Yeah, starring Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi.
What?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, and dude, and it's so bad. It's so bad.
It is pretty bad.
I mean, again, it's got John Bon Jovi, and if you actually like his music, if you actually like his music, then go watch this movie. But if you have a good taste, you won't, and you don't.
Does he play like James Woods' character? No,
I don't think it's the same.
I don't think he plays the same character. That would be hilarious.
Oh, okay.
This takes place down in like Mexico. So
I was like, that's the most horrible recasting ever.
It's kind of like, it was kind of like the From Dusk Till Dawn sequels. Like, it was just.
Yeah.
I heard good things about the TV show, but I've actually never watched it.
I've watched.
I like the first season.
Five episodes. Yeah, first season. Yeah. It's not too bad. They did it pretty well.
Weird when they bring in Fez from the 70s show, it just gets kind of weird after that.
What?
Did they bring him in on that?
Yeah.
Wait, did I can't remember. It's been so long.
He's the dude that actually runs the bar, I think, if I remember right. Which my memory is hard to say.
Yeah.
And there's also the Peter Cushing, Christopher Lee movie, The Horrors of Dracula.
The Satanic Rites of Dracula. It was called Daughters of Dracula or some shit like that. Yeah, it's got many titles, but it's the Satanic Rites of Dracula. That's I love that fucking movie. Those are some good movies. The Hammer films and shit.
Because Peter Cushing played Van Helsing, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fucking Van Helsing.
Oh, no.
What?
The Hugh Jackman movie.
No.
Bad.
It wasn't good.
I forgot about that. I forgot about I Am Legend, too, actually.
I Am Legend wasn't bad. I like that. Actually, you know what? I'll throw you one better than I Am Legend. How about the Last Man on Earth, which was pretty much what that movie, it was that and Omega Man were the I Am Legend like influences. But Vincent Price, you ever seen that, The Last Man on Earth?
Mm-mm.
Vincent Price plays a scientist that pretty much he pretty much called it. He saw bad things happening. Shit hits the fan. His whole family gets like, they all turn into like these vampire kind of things. They only come out at a certain time of night. He boards himself up in his house. And if I remember correctly, he just sits there and gets drunk and watches home movies like all night and all the stuff. And then he ends up finding somebody else. And there's like a whole other thing, but yeah, it's very, very vampiric type characters, like villains in that movie. So I would throw that one on there too, actually. For honorable mentions, Last Man on Earth. If you haven't seen that, I have a double disc. It's got the Last Man on Earth and House on Haunted Hill. Good shit. Vincent Price, you can't go wrong with Vincent Price. Who our old co-host Andrew's grandmother apparently fucked. So you know.
I forgot all about that. Oh my god! Ew.
Yeah.
That's cool as shit, though. I mean, who else could say that? Nobody else I know.
I'd brag about it. Yeah, my grandmother fucked Vincent Price. You were Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah,
that's, I was going to say Buffy.
Yeah, the movie. I
forgot about it.
The movie was
the
good.
Movie. The movie.
Yeah.
That was
Sarah
Michelle Gellar shit.
Yeah, not that. No, fuck that show.
TV show wasn't bad.
Nah.
It had its moments.
It wasn't good either.
There was one season that was actually really funny. I think it was like 3, 5, something like that. Some odd number.
Oh, yeah. I only watched a couple
episodes.
I ran through
it one time.
Pee Wee Herman as the vampire.
Dude, one of the best scenes of that movie. When he gets stabbed. Like, that's some good shit. I mean, and Donald Sutherland playing like the Orthos or whatever his fucking name is. Her trainer. Yeah, like, it's, I don't know. That's a damn good movie. That really is. That's a funny one. She starts having cramps, and that's when vampires happen.
I haven't seen that in a long time. I'll have to go back and watch that.
Luke Perry and fucking...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Luke Perry was in that.
Rest in peace.
David Arquette. That was a pretty good fucking stacked movie.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
Christy Swanson.
Christy Swanson, of course, but you also had what's her name? She looks like a horse in the face. Everybody loves her. Hillary Swank. Hillary Swank's in it too. Yeah. She kind of looks like a horse. Sorry, I'm a dick.
The Underworld movies, I've only seen each one time. I honestly don't remember. She looked hot in that movie. I remember that.
What, Underworld?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's even like one time.
I saw the first two in theaters, and then I kind of gave up. I'm just kind of like, there was a certain point where it just seems like a lot of those movies started bleeding together. And I couldn't, because I can't remember, there were some other movies that came out that were very similar. And I was just like, yeah, I'm done with it. Like, kind of like how zombies happen because of Walking Dead,
mm-hmm,
you know, right. they got kind of annoying there for a minute because they were everywhere, and everybody's got a zombie movie. Everybody. Same thing with vampires. And there was a certain point where we're just like, do we really have to keep doing this whole?
Yeah. They needed a break a long time ago.
I always liked the first one because the whole concept of having like a hybrid fucking vampire werewolf was pretty dope to me. But then like after that, yeah, like, kind of just played out.
Mm. Yeah. Not bad. My mom actually, when she worked at Scarefest, she always works, but a couple years ago, she was helping out one of the bad guys, big black dude. I can't remember his fucking name. But said he was super nice guy. I can't remember. I think he played a werewolf, maybe.
Yeah, he was.
Maybe I can't. Yeah, like mom said he was a sweetheart of a guy. Cause I was like, how was it, you know, helping him out? And she's like, oh, super nice. Gave her like free autographs and shit.
Oh, that's right. Padre Gotwood. I was looking to see where their links took me on YouTube, but see from vampires. When they're in the car, the one you were talking about earlier, how he's fucking with them.
Yeah.
The guys mentioned Queen of the Damned, and pretty much the only good thing they had to say about it was a good soundtrack.
Really, yeah, fuck that movie.
And it was hot. I've never seen that movie.
It's at least worth like a watch, but I mean, it's not. And honestly, Aaliyah was another reason why I didn't like that movie. I didn't like her role at all. I thought she was just cheesy. Shut the fuck up. Yeah, because I'm sure that's what they actually do. They actually like... No, fuck off. Fuck off. Shut the fuck up.
She did sparkle.
Yeah, they might as well sparkle. All of them. Queen of the Damned, if you just took Twilight and just shoved it and mixed it with Queen of the Damned, might as well have, because they both suck. And not blood, if you know what I mean.
And again, I'll ask in the chat, if anybody knows why they sparkle in the Twilight movies, let us know.
I really hope that nobody that watches us and enjoys our show likes the Twilight stuff. I'm hoping personally. I mean, if they do, fine. It's your own personal destruction. But I would hope.
Still that, really curious to see how this Nick Cage Dracula shit's gonna turn out.
Yeah, the Renfield movie sounds kind of interesting. Yeah, it looks funny. I don't know if that's what they're going for. Yeah. The way Nick Cage looked, it looked like they might be doing it in black and white, like Young Frankenstein did.
That'd be cool.
His makeup and outfit was really exaggerated. It looked like maybe they were doing it in black and white.
I hope so.
Isn't he wearing like a purple suit or something in the picture?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why we think it's black and white, because of what eccentric his outfit is.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like the monsters. The monsters in the color, like they just look so cartoony. Like Herman's face is bright green and shit.
Yeah.
Which, speaking of which, this is kind of going off just a little bit. You mentioned the monsters.
You want to go on a fuck Rob Zombie chant?
I don't want to go on a fuck Rob Zombie chant real quick. I don't want to do that because I think he's gonna do good with this. I mean, it's a PG rating. It could be it's supposed to be semi family friendly. Might keep it to the not fucking it up like he did, you know, that other franchise that I actually happen to really love. And I like to forget that he had anything to do with those. I don't know. The trailer is kind of funny. It's just a little, you know, and some of the pictures I've seen. I don't know. I think he's gonna do it justice on this one. I hope he wins me back, because he hasn't. He's lost me. He lost me on a lot of shit. I love Zombies music, most of it. And I love all his movies, minus the endings of most of them. So hopefully he doesn't, fuck this one in the ass.
Yeah, I just I'm sure I'll see it. I just don't know yet. I don't know what to make of it yet.
Yeah.
But I think Devil's Reject is one of the best horror movies ever made. That's another one I could go back and watch. I didn't care for 1,000 Corpses. I thought 1,000 Corpses was a cross between Texas Chainsaw and a Rob Zombie music video. I think he got way carried away with the editing.
Well, that wasn't really his fault though. But he doesn't like 1,000 Corpses. He said in interviews that he's like, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I was just, and basically it was like a rip off of Texas Chainsaw Massacre. But Devil's Rejects, complete fucking that's his masterpiece. Always will be.
Like, look how better he got so fast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I totally agree with that. I like movies people usually hate on when it comes down to him. Yeah. Like, you know, I mean, Lords of Salem. A lot of people can't fucking stand it. After a couple of watches, I figured out that I loved it. You know? Halloween 2 can eat an asshole. A big, nasty...
Yeah. Like, don't overthink
it. Pimply asshole.
Like, don't overthink it. And I think he just, like, really put just way too much in Halloween 2. I don't know.
Yeah.
That was a misfire. Definitely.
Yeah. Maybe one day we need to have a Rob Zombie episode. If we haven't already. Yeah. Have.
He needs a quick casting as what?
Yeah. You shouldn't have did that the first time, because after you did it the first time, Rob, you were going to have to do it every single time.
And yeah. Yeah.
Kind of dug yourself in your own hole.
We should have an episode. Okay. Where we go through the Rob Zombie films. We can give our favorites, but I figure we should go through all of them because there's not that many of them.
There's what, like 6 or 7?
Something like that. We can trash them. That's the best thing about his movies. You can love them, you can trash them, all that shit. Because there's good and bad in all of them. Except for Devil's Rejects. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It's the perfect fucking, like, yeah. You can't get better than that, in my opinion, but he tries, and he gets an A for effort.
And the thing with it, casting his wife, stop casting her in the starring role every time. Like, if you gave her a little part, I could, you know, I don't think anybody would think anything of that. But when you're casting her in the starring role in every movie that you do, that's going to be a problem. But
I think it was the clause in their marriage.
It might have been. I swear to God, it might have been.
She's like,
contract.
She's like, Rob, I'll marry you, but I have to be in every movie, and I have to be like a starring role. And that's how it's like a prenup, but it's like you have to be in all these movies.
You can have your money. I just gotta get it my own little shot.
Yeah, which I mean, at the same point though, I mean, like, you're a director. You need a leading lady. Your wife's an actress. She's not too bad on the eyes. Well, she wasn't at one time, but now she looks like a stick. But, yeah, I don't like sticks. Unless they're drumsticks. Yeah. Anyway, we'll continue that Rob Zombie thing. Maybe we'll have
a zombie show.
We will. Here soon, I hope. I could do that. Back to vampires. Is there anything? Is there any other honorable mentions that we could come up with at this moment?
Sure, we're leaving some out.
Fish sticks.
That is from now on. I'm be calling Sherry Moon Zombies fish sticks. Yep. It's true. It's very true. Fish sticks. Fish sticks zombie. That's her name. God, if I ever meet Rob Zombie, it's not going to be fun.
It's not going to be good.
No, we'll
never have him on the show.
No, but he wouldn't come on anyway. He's an asshole. ask any of his ex bandmates; they'll all say the same thing. Ask Pantera; they even say he's a fucking douche. Love White Zombie. I love Rob Zombie. I like a lot of his shit, but the guy's a complete. He's a diva. He got mad. I gotta say this real quick because I read an interview with Phil. And they were talking about the White Zombie I Hate God Pantera tour years and years and years and years ago. And apparently Rob never hung out with anybody, that's why there's no footage with any of them together, except for just the band members besides him hanging out with Pantera and stuff. But he got pissed off because somebody ate his Oreos from his dressing room. And he kept getting pissed off about it. And come to find out, it was like, Phil and Dimebag were going in there and eating all of his fucking Oreos just because they knew he'd bitch. And they said he was a fucking prima donna. Yeah. And now he's a fucking vegan, so he doesn't look healthy at all.
He doesn't eat fish sticks.
just put a drum loop behind it and just say something catchy. Whatever. I'll go on this rant. So I could shoot. It's funny. I've never loved and hated somebody all at the same time. It's fucking the weirdest thing.
It's just the love-hate relationship.
It is. It really is. Yeah. Yeah. I'm okay with that. Let's go back to vampires. or say goodnight or something.
I can't think of any more right now. I'm sure we missed something, but I can't think of what it is.
There's one move that I'm trying to.
I did find, I was looking for vampire movies, and I found a movie called Sharkula, which is a shark that is a vampire.
Because why not?
It looked fucking horrible.
God, well, no. Why, did you think it would be good?
No.
I mean, a shark that's a vampire.
Yeah.
Was that another sci-fi movie?
Yeah, that sounds like a sci-fi movie.
It doesn't. Because
they're all shit, too. God. Why do they come up with this shit? Seriously. Seriously, a shark that's a vampire. What the fuck do you think a shark is that fucking feeds off that shit? And, oh, God. What the fuck is wrong? Sharkzilla. Was it Sharknado? Sharkzilla? Sharkgator? Shark. Shut the fuck up.
Four-headed shark. There was three-headed shark.
Five and six, I think. One came out of his asshole, I think.
Asshole shark. I mean, you know, whatever. Butt shark.
Shark week's in August, isn't it?
Butt shark.
Yeah. It was. Yeah. I think we've got something planned for that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That'll be a fun time.
Yeah. We're going to talk nothing. We're going to talk about no shark movies except for Jaws 3. That's what we're going to do, folks, for that one. It's just Jaws 3 the whole time. Because we're going to. No.
Roll Jaws. What was the other one we saw that was just like the other fucking Jaws?
Oh, I forget.
Yeah, we'll find it again.
We'll find it. It'll be all right. But for now, I guess we'll officially close the store for the evening. Chuck Nasty, what do you have going on?
Not a damn thing. No, let's see. Like last time, in Lebanon Junction, Kentucky, on July 24th, we're playing the Fuck Cancer Metal Fest 11, which is going on the 23rd, 24th, and 25th. So check out, because anyhow, there's a lot of good bands on all those days. But we're playing on that Saturday, on that Saturday on the 24th, along some of our buddies, All Work for the Blind, Eulogy of Blood, Kerr, Joe Grudge, all these bands. Check them out. They fucking rock. But we're doing that, and then in August, we have a show with our buddies and Something Weird. They're doing a record release show in Lexington, Kentucky, at a place called the Fish Tank. That's on, I want to say, August 26th. I want to say it's what it is. That should be a tripped out, doomy, psychedelic show. And so anybody around that area, come check it out. And other than that, we're just pretty much, when it comes to the band stuff, we're trying to get some recordings done. We've been writing for this next release, and it's probably going to be some of the most brutal stuff we've done yet. It's pretty ear raping, if you will. Ha, I said it. It's a lot of noise. It's a lot of blast, a lot of doom, a lot of sludge, a little grind, a lot of grind, a lot of punk. Yeah,
yeah.
I think you'll like it. Everybody, listen to it. But yeah, Bastard Sons of a Jews Go. Check out everything. And then tell us in the podcast. We have the Tales of Shock and Terror comic book. Go to the tell us in the podcast.com, and you can find the information on there. You can buy the comic book on there. And then you can check us out every Saturday. Tell us in the podcast, last 2G1C. YouTube and all that shit. So you can watch me here, you can watch me there, and occasionally I have other podcasts that aren't really doing anything right now, but hopefully soon. So that's how the cookie crumbles.
Yes, sir. And Mike says, turns out they sparkle because they suck unicorn dick.
Sounds right.
See, I knew. I told you. I knew it was jism.
On that note, if you haven't already, please follow us on Facebook, Video Store Clerks, and on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/nighttodawn, where we have some other goodies there for you. Make sure you like and subscribe for your Video Store Clerks. I'm Dave.
I'm Chapman.
I'm Chuck.
Thank you for joining us. Tune in next week, 10:30. Good night.
It's not a legacy I want to leave behind, but I am Chuck Nasty.
How the fuck am I out of this place today? This shit can't be any fucking good.
Welcome to the store. This is Video Store Clerks. All movies. All the time. Welcome to the store.